TSA found millions in cash and luggage of Somalians at Minneapolis Airport. By Warner Todd Houston on January 7, 2026. Federal officials have begun investigating the long-ignored shipping of at least $700 million in U.S. cash by Somalis in air travel luggage out of Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Witnesses say that the cash was legally flown out to Somalia and other countries and that TSA routinely flagged the money to their superiors. The cash, in bundles of $1 million or more, were packed in passenger luggage and shown to airport security officials by migrants flying back to Somali area airports, as well as other African countries and places in the Middle East. Biden's officials did not try to investigate any of these massive cash transfers during his term in office. Arizona Republican Representative Eli Crane was alarmed at the reports and said that Congress must investigate the millions found filling baggage sent to Africa and the Middle East. The congressman replied to a libs of TikTok post that related TSA warnings that bags full of cash are being found checked in by Somalis from Minnesota. "We should absolutely investigate. Please send over the info, at libs of TikTok." Representative Eli Crane, at Rep. Eli Crane, December 31, 2025. Crane also recently grilled several Minnesota officials about the millions of U.S. dollars being funneled by Somali migrants in Minnesota to the African terror outfit named Al-Shabaab. Members of Minnesota's Somali community defrauded U.S. taxpayers, funneled money to complicit politicians, and funded the Al-Shabaab terrorist network. Meanwhile, Tim Walz and other officials turned a blind eye and targeted whistleblowers. "This is only the tip of the iceberg." pic.twitter.com/luxritme1xkh. Representative Eli Crane, at Rep. Eli Crane, January 7, 2026. Just the news reports that these bags full of U.S. dollars began appearing at U.S. airports after Democrat Tim Walz was elected to the governorship of Minnesota in 2018. Minneapolis travelers alone had $342.37 million in their luggage in 2024 and $349.4 million in 2025, and the totals nationwide are likely to be much higher, just the news reported. TSA agents routinely flag the large amounts of money, but Joe Biden's administration made no moves to investigate the shipments. A whistleblower who is a former TSA agent also reports that she saw dozens of suitcases stuffed with U.S. dollars being sent through Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. "I saw suitcases filled with millions of dollars of cash, and the couriers were always Somali men traveling in pairs, and they got through the checkpoint. And it just really absolutely blew my mind," she said. "Wow," former Minneapolis TSA agent whistleblows on what she saw from Somalians. "I saw suitcases filled with millions of dollars of cash, and the couriers were always Somali men traveling in pairs, and they got through the checkpoint. And it just really absolutely blew my pic.twitter.com/opg5sqqrv2. Devory Darkins, at Devory Darkins, December 31, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.